So the royal yacht is their home away from England and their royal residences. So it's a royal residence on sea. Hello and welcome to this episode of Giggly Magazine podcast. In the previous episodes, we talked about Windsor Castle, which is one of the Queen's most favorite royal residences. And this time we are talking about another one of the Queen's residences on sea. Yes, I'm taking you to the Royal Yacht Britannia. The Royal Yacht Britannia is now permanently docked at Port Leith in Edinburgh. And visiting this Port Leith was an experience because it's Scotland, people. Scotland is beautiful. So we took a hop on hop of bus from Edinburgh city centre to Port Leith, and from a mall you can enter in where you have a brief exhibition about the Royal Yacht, and then you actually need to take an elevator or staircase to get in. That's how big it is. So it's not really a yacht, it's a proper huge ship. Before I talk to you about the Royal Yacht, let me tell you the beautiful views, because it is docked at the port and it is a proper, almost a coastal harbor. You have a distant lighthouse, a few birds flying, and the scene is so beautiful from there. I took a while to just see the view first and then took in that I was on a royal ship, because it's really not right to call it a yacht. But as royals call it, it's the Royal Yacht. And this Royal Yacht is following a tradition of 83 previous royal yachts, which have been commissioned since Charles II, who was the monarch from 1660 to 1685. And this Royal Yacht was built in 1952 after the previous yacht, Victoria and Albert III, was decommissioned in 1952. So at that point in time, George VI, the current Queen's father, was ill, and for him to travel easily around the world, they built this ship. But unfortunately, before any concrete plans could be made, he passed away. So the current Queen would finally help in making the plans, and to build the Royal Yacht, the Duke of Edinburgh and the Queen both had a lot of say into how it would be. So if you see today, and if you see it from outside, there's a lot of blue decor, a lot of blue, and it's not a coincidence. Apparently this blue, which is a huge part of the Royal Yacht, comes from a wedding gift the two received. So this is a very personal kind of ship, and in its 44 years of service, the Royal Yacht has traveled 1 million miles around the world. That's its voyage. My goodness, yes. So the Royal Yacht is their home away from England and their royal residences. So it's a royal residence on sea. So it has been now decommissioned, so that you can actually see the entire ship. It takes a while to see it because it's huge. It's not just one story. If you actually see it according to the elevators that have been placed to get to every level, it's around 3 or 4 floors high. That's how big it is. So the Royal Yacht, it makes me laugh to even say that. That's how big it is literally divided into two parts. One is the royal part and one is the cruise ship part. But it's not entirely just meant for the royal family. So during war, the entire ship can be transformed into a hospital ship if need be. So that is how it's been made. So let me tell you first about the Queen's side of, or the royal side of the entire ship, because the ship was also a part of Charles and Diana's honeymoon. And you have the Sun Lounge. This Sun Lounge is one of the most favorite places for the Queen. It is, as I said, invites the sun in, and it's got a very blue decor and a place for the Queen to rest and make in the sun. And this Sun Lounge is a place where the Queen takes her afternoon tea with her family. And her private rooms, bedroom, her office, and the Duke of Edinburgh's bedroom are also a part of the tour that you get to see. So you get to see the Queen's office, her role as a mother. You can see a few toys, her memorabilia, and a few family photographs as well. Yes, the Duke of Edinburgh and the Queen share separate bedrooms. Then talking about the professional or the official parts of the ship, you have an entire dining room inside, which has been host to some of the most famous dignitaries in the world. For example, you have Nelson Mandela, who has dined here, Rajiv Gandhi, as well as Sir Winston Churchill, who have all been here. And they have a dummy menu on a table as well. So first for you to see, the table is laid out and it's beautiful. Then there is a drawing room. This drawing room is big, again a very blue, pastel blue decor, and it also lets in a lot of light. This is one of the most biggest rooms that you will have, because the private rooms, the bedrooms, the office space is very small. It's actually, you will find it to be a little even congested, because you need to remember you're on a ship. So the rooms are small, and the drawing room is probably the biggest. You have a life-size piano, which looks classic, it looks grand, and you have a seating arrangement with sofas, and this probably must be a place for the Queen to entertain her guests and also relax with the family. That being said, you also have an elevator or a lift which takes you from one floor to another. Then there is a wardroom anteroom, and I want to talk to you about this room because it's having a very wooden decor, and it's, you can see that it's a very cozy space. And I love the windows here, which are actually those typical circular windows that you find on a ship, with brass as frame, and you have a seating arrangement and a very old TV set. I've never seen this TV set before, so, and it's really old for me. I'd never seen it before. It was really fun to see the wardroom and the ante wardroom, which is the waiting room before you go to the wardroom. So that was the royal side. The cruise side is also a very fascinating place to see, because you never get to see the engine room, the bridge, and all of those working areas of a ship. So the most important, or you can say the heart of the ship, is the bridge. The bridge is where the ship is actually commanded from. It's actually steered into these waters, and you have lots of meters and gauges to see and measure everything. So it's all old now. You have a telephone. But it's the first time that I got to see how a ship is commanded. So you have all the meters, which I didn't understand much about. But you can see them. You can see the engine. As you can see the meters, the steering. How it must have been a very hustling, bustling area in the ship. And just outside the bridge, behind it, is a small closet. This closet has flags which have been tightly wrapped up, and each of these flags have a particular meaning, and they would be unfurled to convey this meaning whenever need be. So that was the bridge, which is at the top, and because you need to have a full view of the seas ahead of you. But below the stairs, below the royal quarters, you will have the engine room. This engine room is pick and span today, but must have again been a very noisy, bustling place. And it's huge. It's an entire big, massive room with big pipes and engines and machines. And right next to it is the laundry room. And this laundry room literally looks like a time machine. You have huge dryers, huge washing machines, and iron sets where you could iron your clothes. And you must just imagine the uniforms that must have come and gone through here. It's another era, literally, because this is almost mid 20th century technology that you not get to see anywhere today. And that is then leading you to the sick beds, which were probably used by the working crew here. Then you have a few crew members, a statue of few crew members dressed in their entire uniform playing instruments. And you also get to see a little bit of the life that went, that was behind the scenes here. Because serving in the Royal Yacht Britannia was like serving Queen and the country. And they had very strict rules to adhere to. They didn't speak, they spoke with hand signals. And they also had to wear gym shoes, which made no squeaky noises. And if you were not to follow these rules, you'd be immediately deported to the nearest ship or the nearest port, what was easier and quicker, no second chances. So that is how strict it was. But it was not that all sombre, because they had often performances and games that the crew would enjoy alongside the royal family if they were there on board. Because the decks here are huge, and the decks were often converted to such merry-making activities, like games and dances and performances were often held here. And the royal family also had some water pools and a pool set on the deck for them whenever need be for the children to play on. So you can imagine the happy memories that the crew below deck and the royal family must have had on this ship. So obviously in 1997, when the Queen had to decommission the Royal Yacht Britannia, she did lose her composure and shed a tear, because it was in fact a lot of memories on the ship. 44 years of service, 1 million miles, you can just imagine. Today we get to see this behind the scenes of a working royal ship, as well as the Queen's office, her bedroom space, and the places where she relaxes as well as entertains dignitaries. So I loved visiting the ship. I love the color combination here. I didn't really know about the significance when I went there. It was only when I read it on the website did I understand that the blue had significance. It's a beautiful pastel blue, and the views from the ship, even if it is docked at Port Leith, are beautiful. So that was about the Royal Yacht Britannia. I will see you next Friday with this year's last podcast. And till then, you'll find Giggly Magazine on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. See you next Friday. Have a great weekend, great week ahead. See you next Friday. Bye-bye.